Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm back with another review, and this time it's Hades from Supergiant Games. I had the chance to play the Switch and Xbox One and PS4 release of the game, so I'm doing an all-consoles review of this game. And, since it is Supergiant Games, they're known for their quality, and Hades does not disappoint. In fact, it is a roguelike dungeon crawler game, action, but don't let that deter you from playing, because it is probably one of the most accessible roguelikes I've ever played, and even people who typically don't like the genre, like myself, can be proud to say it's a game that is very addicting and accessible enough that anybody will want to pick it up. You play as Zagreus, who's the son of Hades, and the idea with him is that he's trying to escape hell so he doesn't have to be stuck there all the time. So every time you make an escape, you go through several areas that are trying to kill you on Hades' orders, because once you die, you get resurrected, so it doesn't matter if they kill him or not, as long as it stops him from leaving Hades, the place. Anyways, there's the whole pantheon of gods and demigods and other heroes that can give you trinkets to give you passive abilities, but other than that, you can get boons from gods and such as well. Will help your run out, and typically some of these things aren't available immediately, but as you get through the game, you'll run into them, and then you'll be able to use them for future runs. There's also this these collectible things that let you get other passive abilities. There are also different weapons you can equip, and they each have their own styles, and you can even unlock aspects of them to further increase your different damage capabilities and find a playstyle that suits you for each weapon. If you can't find a particular weapon, maybe you can find a particular style within that weapon. And there's lots of replayability, because every time you die, you get a little bit of more story between different characters outside of the main story. And if you do finally beat Hades, you have to do it 9 more times to get the true ending. Although, I guess if you feel like you can't beat Hades anymore and there's just one is enough, I guess you could always go online and check the other endings. But you'll probably find that you'll be motivated to keep going. And from what I hear, I still haven't beaten Hades yet myself. Probably find it easier to actually defeat Hades once you defeat him. Especially since you unlock a couple modifiers. They usually make the game harder, but they can also give you better rewards. So that's another incentive to play again. And as for performance, the game's always at 60 frames no matter what platform, so that's great. But it's a little bit more stable on the other consoles, and the load times are a little bit better there, but so if you really like, or don't like roguelikes, then you should probably check this out, and because you might have a different opinion on this, and if you're a fan, there's a lot to love here still, and I'm giving this game 9.5 out of 10. I think the only thing it could probably improve is yet more larger text sizes, and making godhood go beyond 30, which reduces the defense or damage you take by increasing your defense. But that's really it. So that's all I have for today. See you guys later. Bye bye.